We received this phenology report from Mrs. Holmes' fourth grade class from the Floodwood School. On our Friday walk, we noticed a lot of different berries on many different trees and bushes. Some of the berries look like buckthorn, aren't supposed to be there. They aren't food for people or animals and are invasive. We saw helicopter seeds, acorns, and rose hips. We also saw plantain, which people used to use to make cuts heal faster. We didn't hear any birds or squirrels. Kenzie noticed that leaves are falling and scattering everywhere, and that makes the woods get thinner. Goodbye from the fourth grade. We hope to be back reporting next week. This is the phenology report from Mrs. Holmes' Floodwood fourth grade for the week of September 11th. Logan said she saw the harvest moon one night, and that means it's turning to fall. Ariel and Davia reported two orange and black butterflies fluttering around on our walk, but we couldn't get close enough to identify them. They might be monarchs on their migration to Mexico. Many of us heard Canada geese honking above as we walked. We noticed that the trees that were green last week are now turning mostly yellow. We saw red vines growing in the bushes. Some flowers are still blooming, but others, such as asters and Canada thistles, are sending out fluffy seeds. We wonder if the goldfinches are building their nests now or if they are done. We still haven't had a killing frost yet. Claire noticed that deer are out, but no bucks, just does. Riley saw an owl in the tree. Ruth noticed that the flowers are pretty much dead where she lives. That's all for this week. Goodbye from the Floodwood fourth graders.